You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney. When someone is imprisoned, it doesn't just affect the incarcerated. It affects the people left behind, young people. Nearly 3 million children in the United States have parents in the criminal justice system. It's almost 1 in 10 kids in California alone. It can be costly and difficult to visit or call a parent behind bars, and losing a relationship can be traumatic with lasting consequences. A new art exhibit on Alcatraz Island called The Sentence Unseen examines this reality. KALW's Catherine Girardot has the story.
Inside the crumbling walls of Alcatraz, 16-year-old Arvon Williams shows me a big, glossy photograph of himself, standing in a garden, smiling and confident, with a plaid scarf stylishly tied at his neck. Under the photo, there's a quote posted, which he reads to me.
My most vivid childhood memory are those from the first few years I had with my father. We'd go fishing and he'd take me on go-kart rides and to amusement parks. But his incarceration changed that. Because of his incarceration, I became resilient. I have to show the world that I won't fall into this system and this cycle that traps so many people, like black men like myself.
Williams is a junior at City Arts and Technology High School in San Francisco, and a youth advocate with Project What, a program that raises awareness about what it means to live with a parent in prison. The What in Project What stands for We're Here and Talking. He says he had only intermittent contact with his dad after the age of 5. But there was one very important conversation 3 years ago, shortly before his dad passed away.
I had told him that it was hard growing up without him there. Like, I had to learn how to shave on my own. I had to learn how to do things, you know, all by myself. So, you know, I had to really grow up and find some things out for my own, which, you know, sometimes led to me going down the wrong path. And I told him that he could have curbed all of that if his presence was just within the household.
Although the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation doesn't track the number of inmates who are parents, studies estimate that nearly 1 in 10 California children have a parent in the criminal justice system. Public health studies show that, for kids, having an incarcerated parent is associated with a high level of childhood trauma. So Project What put together a set of policy recommendations for the County of San Francisco that aims to make things just a little easier for kids with parents behind bars. Family visits can help alleviate some of the stress, but those visits can be infrequent and hard to organize. Prisoners are often housed far from home, and some families can't afford the travel costs to visit their loved ones.
I visited him like 2 weeks ago for the first time in like 3 years because my family doesn't have all the money to be going there every 2 weeks or even once a month.
16-year-old Oakland resident Sitali Lupian's dad was incarcerated when she was just 8 months old. In the years since, he's been transferred at least 5 times. Standing in front of her portrait, the soft-spoken young woman with brilliant maroon hair tells me about her dad's most recent move.
He was in Folsom, which is like an hour or two away, and then no one told me that he got transferred. I didn't know until he sent a letter, and the stamp said Pelican Bay State Prison, and I was like, where is that?
It was in Crescent City, more than 350 miles north of the Bay Area. One of Project What's policy recommendations is for the city of San Francisco to provide travel funding to families to cover the child's transportation costs for a minimum of 6 visits per year. While there are some limited free bus services to some prisons, families generally have to figure it out on their own, carpooling and sharing expenses. And when they get there, the visit may not go as planned.
Because he's in solitary confinement, I had to see him behind the glass through the window and like with the phone, and it was only 3 hours.
Lupian says she wasn't able to hug, touch, or even hear her dad very well. But what she did hear meant a lot to her.
I remember I almost started crying because he told me that he really loved me, and like he had never loved anybody as much as he loved me. Yeah, and then he started talking to my mom and she started saying how like, oh, she's such an amazing daughter and all that, and like, well, I think all three of us started crying.
Lupian's father has been present for some important moments in her life. She took her first steps during a visit to Corcoran State Prison when she was a year old. But that's luck. Incarcerated parents usually aren't there to witness their kids' milestones. Project What alumnus and youth advocate Tony Shavers says that's part of what they're trying to change.
We go up to Sacramento, we lobby in front of state legislators, policy directors, to really get them thinking about what policies and what changes need to go into effect to really help children.
The help they're advocating for extends to when parents are released, because there are some parts of incarceration that are harder for policy to address, like feelings of disappointment, abandonment, and loss. Joe Calderon was released from prison 4 years ago. He's here today with his family, including his daughter Jessica, a youth advocate with Project What.
Jessica was born while I was in county jail. I got put see and hold her one time before I went to prison. I did write as often as I could, and I made sure that I sent her drawings, sent her birthday cards since she was, you know, one and up, explaining, you know, who I was and how much I cared about her and how important she was to me.
When Calderon came home after 17 years in prison, it was the first time he'd lived in the same household as his daughter, Jessica.
When he was incarcerated, I feel like we had a good relationship, but that's basing it off of like visiting him maybe every other month and almost kind of being like distant relatives.
Now that her dad is home, Jessica says their relationship is sometimes tough.
There's things I'm not used to. He's very old school and that's the way he was raised, and I wasn't so much raised that way, so obviously there's like still some like sort of prison mentality sometimes, I'm sure, to that.
Joe Calderon says he's turned his life around. He works for the Transitions Clinic on the San Francisco Reentry Council, helping former inmates integrate back into life on the outside. And, he says,
I made the decision to put my family first.
His daughter Jessica tries to stay focused on the present rather than the past, but sometimes it's hard.
I would be lying if I said I'm not still resentful a little bit, sometimes even still, but overall I was happy or at least hopeful to have my father back and hope that we could rebuild that bond.
She says it would help to feel like she didn't have to do that work on her own.
I think it's very important that children, before their parents come back, there's that counseling and that there's that talk about what the family dynamic will look like, and also when they come back, well, what's working, what's not working, how can we make it work?
Providing family support services is just one of the policies Project What hopes to have passed. Four of their recommendations have already been approved by the San Francisco Police Commission and the San Francisco Sheriff. The group hopes to get the next six passed as well. For Cross Currents, on Alcatraz Island, I'm Catherine Girardeau.
You can see The Sentence Unseen, Portraits of Resilience on Alcatraz through August 31st, or catch the exhibit at Oakland's African American Museum and Library beginning in October.